Find a new house yet?
We're waiting to see what home prices do.
But interest rates are still going up.
So?
So that means your monthly payment can go up hundreds of dollars regardless of what prices do.
That's pretty scary.
You should check out Milestone Community Builder's Shocktober sale. They've locked interest rates at 4.75% on a 30-year mortgage for select homes.
4.75 on a 30-year fixed? Rates haven't been that low in months.
Learn more about great rates at mymilestone.com. Hurry, offer ends soon.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
At the beginning of the week, I was talking with Sean in the show behind the show, and I may mention that every once in a while, I like to sit back and like to enjoy a pipe. And very, very, very infrequent. And I think I only enjoy it probably two or three times a year, if that. I've got to really be in the mood, and it's got to be kind of chilly outside. I've got to have a fire going, and I got to have my family around just to talk. Unlike cigar smoke, the pipe, that the folks don't mind the pipe. I mean, everybody always says of the pipe, it smells great. Now, have I smoked a cigar or two in my life? Yes, I have. But it's these days, I just don't get that much enjoyment out of it. But I will kick back every once in a while with a pipe. And I'll always have an adult beverage with me. And as I've gotten older, this wasn't always the case. I've always been something of a tequila aficionado. I've always enjoyed tequila. But in recent years, I've started to get an appreciation for the craftsmanship behind bourbons, behind scotches, behind bourbons, behind whiskeys. And I'm not afraid to say this. Some of the inventions out there for some of the flavored whiskeys, I mean, some of the things they're doing are completely crazy, that crazy good in a good way. Like, for example, have you had peanut butter bourbon yet? There are some out there who do a really, really good job at this. It's yummy. I think it's dangerous, too, because you don't realize how much you're drinking, you know, because it just tastes so dang good. They've got cinnamon. They've got peach. They've got, as I said, peanut butter. They got peanut butter and jelly. They've got chocolate bourbons. It's all out there. And I'm just really, really enjoying it. And there's nothing better than sitting back with a pipe in front of a fire and having a nice, good glass of bourbon. And I'm not talking the flavored kind. I mean the good, hearty, robust ones. And there are everyday sippers, and there are robust bourbons, you know, 120 proof. And you guys probably know some of these labels. We talked on the podcast with blindbarrels.com, and these cats help publicize small distilleries all around the country so that people will find them, taste their wares, and say, man, I got to go order that. So I love the innovation. I love the craftsmanship, and I love the experimentation. And people are just really, really flocking. There was a renaissance in the wine industry back in the late 80s, into the early 90s. And I think you're starting to see a renaissance in booze making. A, because in Beijing, Biden's Democrat Socialist America, if you don't drink, you're not going to be able to get by, right? But all kidding aside, I think it is one of those industries that alcohol's been with man since antiquity. As soon as we learned we could distill spirits and produce alcohol, and that it had a relaxing and calming effect for most. Man has been infatuated with making that better whiskey, making that better wine. And the Salcedo Storm podcast's pursuit of highlighting some of the best Texas has to offer. We've talked to wineries. We've talked to distilleries. We've talked to folks outside of Texas. One of our initial podcasts, right when we started this thing earlier in 2022, was the Rebecca Creek Distillery. And the reason why I knew about these cats is because of a whiskey called Texas Ranger Whiskey, which is a blended whiskey. And by no stretch, folks, is this one of the ones that's going to go, whoa. It's just a really nice sipping bourbon that goes great with steaks, goes great with food, and I just kind of fell in love with it. It was easy on the palate and easy going down, and that's what made me want to look more and to maybe provide a little publicity and talk about the craftsmanship with Rebecca Creek Distilleries. And Andy Escalona, who was the VP of marketing there, came on, and we had a great discussion. And for those of you, you might want to go back and listen to it. You're going to have to go back to season one of the Salcedo Storm podcast. But he made me a promise that there was a new product coming out and he was going to come on and he was going to talk about it. And he said it was going to be in October. Well, here we are in October, and Andy Escalona delivers on that promise next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, want to welcome back one of the longtime friends of the Salcedo Storm podcast, because he was one of our first broadcasts stretching out of politics and all that kind of stuff. Andy Escalona is the VP of Strategic Planning and Production at Rebecca Creek Distillery. It is a Texas distillery. And he joins us once again. Hello, my friend.
Hello. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Great to have you. I'm doing fine. Look, when last we spoke, and folks, I've been jonesing for this podcast. Andy will tell you, I've been dropping
multiple checks.
Yes, multiple checks, a little phone call every now and again. How's things coming? And the reason why I was asking is because the last time he was on, he teased us with an upcoming product that was, well, I'm going to let you reintroduce the product, why I so love the idea of it, and what makes this so special. Go ahead.
Well, look, Chris, I've got several different projects. I know you're alluding to probably the Rebecca Creek Double Barrel Bourbon Spanish Oak Edition. That's probably my near and dear and close to my heart. Very, very unique and special whiskey. I've been selling whiskey for 30 years, and I've never had anything like this. It's absolutely amazing. We've got that being produced right now. We hope within the next week or so to get those rolling out into the market and then onto the shelves. But okay. We have that. We have Rebecca Creek, a bottle and bond. That's another one for the whiskey. The whiskey lovers out there, they're really looking for different bottle and bonds. That's another one we have. And then for the aficionados out there, we have a Rebecca Creek 16-year-old straight bourbon whiskey that we're going to be retailing for almost around $250 a bottle. And it'll be highly allocated, and as quick as we probably bring it out there, it'll be gone.
I'm sure
it's like the holy grail of bourbon, because it's a whiskey that we didn't produce over here. It was one we sourced, and it's got high accolades, and a lot of people are looking for it.
Well, okay, let's take these one at a time, so we can get some of the details, because folks, what we're describing is not only for the everyday casual drinker, but as you just heard, there are some things, folks, that guy that you have in your life who loves good whiskeys, but he's just impossible to buy for. I think we may be giving some future Christmas gift ideas, but let's just take this one at a time. The Spanish double barreled whiskey, describe its attributes, describe the process you guys went through to make it.
Well, look, this bourbon was aged the first 4 years in Spanish oak barrels. And this Spanish oak, a European oak, is completely different than your typical American oak, and that, and the sense that the grains on this wood is very wide, and therefore it soaks into the wood much. It's a softer wood, so it soaks in quite a bit, and so you get many more notes as it pertains to being very smoky and a lot of wood taste. But man, the aging process on there is just, it's accelerated, because you know, after 4 years, it looked like a 12-year-old whiskey, and it tasted absolutely dynamite. So it's just very unique. And then what we did was we grabbed that and we put them into second turn American oak as a process, just and did a little bit of our own blending with that. And we aged it another 2 years, and it just came up with a double barrel whiskey that is absolutely incredible.
Okay, so let me ask you, the American, the 2 year processing inside the American oak, is that a finishing touch?
Yeah.
That kind of rounds it out, smooths it out. What does it do?
Yeah. That's what it's really, it's about, it's just really about rounding it out. It's a more of a finishing touch. And what we did is we've got some of the whiskey, and again, each whiskey barrel is a little bit unique. And in the sense of what we did was we just kind of blended some of them in different proofs, and then re-blended them, and then put them back in for another 2 year finishing process. And it's something that we like to do over here. It's a project that we've done at Rebecca Creek. We did a double barrel whiskey that we actually sold our last couple of barrels the last few weeks. I think Specs even picked up about six more of those. But
wow.
It's just a process that we've done, and we really, really like doing it. It's just a fun project. We really get to manage each one of those barrels, and it's fun. It's a very unique spin.
The last time you came on, you said after you saw the bourbon emerge from the Spanish oak, you said the color was incredible. Describe it.
We could not believe when we pulled it out of the barrel. We thought we grabbed the wrong we grabbed the wrong bourbon, really, because we have certain other older, and again, we have a 16-year-old, and it looked a little darker than the 16-year-old. So I thought something was wrong. One of my distillers came out to me into my office and said, "Hey, Andy, we need to take a look at this." And I thought, it was just so unique. I tasted it completely different than your typical bourbons, and I almost fell out of my chair when I tasted it, because it's absolutely, it was just so outstanding. So again, the color on it looks like a 12 to a 16-year-old whiskey, and it just isn't. There's nothing. It's straight dark color, and it's just very, very smooth.
Well, okay, now what's that going to retail for when it hits the shelves?
Actually, it's not going to be a very high price. It's going to be retailing for around $59.99. A lot of the people were like, "Man, you could probably do more." We're like, no, this is something we're comfortable with, and we want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to get one of these for their gifts coming into the holiday season.
Well, is it going to be like, because I know that Texas Ranger comes in two sizes. Is it going to have only one size or two sizes?
This is only going to be one size, 750s.
750s. Okay, gotcha. Yes. All right. Folks, we're having a conversation with Andy Escalona. He is the VP of Strategic Planning and Production at Rebecca Creek Distillery. They are, as you heard, they are the maker of Texas Ranger whiskey, among other fine spirits. By the way, what is the Spanish oak aged double oak barreled going to be called? What's it going to brand as?
It's going to be Rebecca Creek double barrel bourbon Spanish oak.
Got it. Spanish oak. Okay. So let's go to the second one that you mentioned. The second bourbon that's coming out.
Well, we've got a few of them. We have one. It's a Rebecca Creek Bottle and Bond.
That's the one.
And that's one of the ones. This is completely different than any other profile of whiskey we have. This is more your double barrel bourbon Spanish oak. That's probably more like your cigar partner, right? That's
gonna be one.
It's just a very, very, it's like a tobacco. It's almost like a Maduro type of feel. If you look at the bottle and bond is more like, this is your Scotch lover. And this is the yeast that we use on this, Chris, was it's I'll just tell you, it's a M1 yeast. It's made for more single malts and more of a smokier type of yeast. And again, we started with a little bit of experiment with about 30 barrels. And after the first several months, we were just floored. We ended up pouring and we ended up doing another few hundred more barrels with this process, because we thought it's just so different than your typical whiskeys out there. Again, this is going to be more for a lot of it's more of a spicy, like black pepper feel, almost like with a finish of like almost like a grilled corn or so. My gosh, we tasted it. And it's just very, very unique. If you want something different, that's that Ball and Bond. Ball and Bond to begin with is very popular right now on the bourbon shelves.
Bottle and Bond. I haven't tried that yet. And single malts, that's an acquired taste. I mean, I really have to be in the mood to go for a single malt. And you said that this is going to be a competitor, would you say, to a traditional Scotch?
Yeah, it has a Scotch feel to it. That's what it does. It just, and I love Scotch as well. So there's a number of Scotches out there.
You and Anchorman. Remember for Anchorman? I love Scotch.
I love Scotch.
Yummy, yeah. Yummy.
That's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
You either love it or you don't love it, right? So it's one of those things. So.
All right.
So we have that one, and we have again what I call the holy grail of bourbon right now. We have a 16-year-old coming out, and it's just a very smooth, buttery heat type of whiskey. It's just so delicious.
And that's the third one you were making reference to. The 16-year is going to be the one that's going to be top shelf, kind of high priced, right?
This is exactly.
This is the gift you buy for someone who already has everything, and it's going to be a unique taste. So describe the process you got. So this was put to bed 16 years ago, and how has it been aged, and walk us on the process here.
Well, there's again, that's a kind of an interesting story, because we've only been in around for 10 years, right? A little over 10 years.
Right.
So how do you make something that's 16? This is not one of the ones that we've made, because when you start, and I'd say, you know, 95% of all small distilleries, when they start, and even to this day, if we need whiskey, we have we source whiskey, and with a partner we have. I won't bring up the name, but most whiskey aficionados know there's just a couple places you can go to get whiskey when you need it, and they were our consultants 10 years ago, and they still are, and they helped us with develop our mash bill and our processes. And so when we had purchased whiskey back many, almost 10 years ago, this was some of our first batch. And when we started making our whiskey again, we weren't selling a quarter of what we're selling right now. So we had a lot of it that was getting more and more aged. And as it got to a certain age, a certain like 7 years or 8 years old, it's just something we couldn't put in our base Rebecca Creek whiskey, because Rebecca Creek whiskey is a very light profiled whiskey, kind of blended whiskey. And so this we kind of put to the side, and there was a few of them we used for small batch whiskey, but there was a few of them we set to the side. We set just over 30 barrels to the side, said we're going to leave these alone. These are a lot more special than the others. And so we kind of put those to the side, and we were going to release them when they're about 12 years old. And then 12 years came, and then we released some other ones, and we put these to the side. And then 12 turned to 14, 14 turned to 16. It's because we have so many other projects going on. We just kind of kept it to the side. We weren't in a rush to release it. And now that we've released it, and we brought it in from our source place, that we got it from in Indiana. We brought it in about 3 years ago to Texas, because we have barrels stored in multiple places. And what happened was, the proof was real low, Chris, and that's because when you get the climates, some cooler climates, that the proof will stay low. And if you look at the Texas, when you're aging in Texas, the proof will creep up. And we were in the low 100s, and we've got some that are several barrels are over 130 proof, and that's amazing.
What?
We've got about nine or 10 of them that are over 130 proof, and we were very floored, very pleased with it.
That'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah, and so one of the things, and again, we have a lot of whiskey guys from whiskey groups come in, and they said, please, please, please do not do anything to this whiskey other than put it in the barrel, put it from the barrel into the bottle. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what we did. It's a very light strain on the char that's coming out of the barrel, and it's going right in cask strength and unfiltered, and it's absolutely amazing. And we tasted one of the 130 proofs and could not believe. I had actually had a group of people that were visiting from a chain, and I had them try it, and they swore it was not over 100 proof. Wow. You know, that's how
smooth.
Look,
man. I got to ask you then. So, what's the branding on that so the folks know?
It's Rebecca Creek, straight bourbon whiskey, 16-year-old. It's gonna have a leather, necker strap on it, and it's gonna have a metal label, and a pewter top. It's a great looking bottle.
Now are we gonna have to go? I mean, you won't be going to a Specs, or you won't be going to one of the chain stores, to Total Wine and More, anything like that, to get this. You'll probably have to go to a specialty store, right?
No. These guys, Total and Twin and a number of other places out there are our partners. They'll be picking some up for sure.
Oh, hot damn! Well, we
allocated items like this. Specs again, and Total Wine, Twin, and Goody and all them across the state. They're good part. They sell a lot of. They have big whiskey connoisseurs over there, so we'll have some allocations for them. It'll be up to them to bring it in. And when something like this comes out, they're typically some of the first ones that try to grab it.
Well, I can hardly wait, and I think I just might just grab all three. One will be a gift. The other two are going to be for me. Andy Escalona is our guest, folks. He is the Vice President, Strategic Planning and Production at Rebecca Creek Distillery. And you were on my mind a couple of weeks back. We had another podcast, and these guys are more business model-y, and I dropped your name. I dropped Rebecca Creek Distillery because I don't know if you've heard of these cats, but yeah. I'm now going to tap into your business acumen and see what you think about this, because you would classify Rebecca Creek as a small distillery, yes?
For the most part. I mean, look, I've worked with Jack Daniel's and Balvenie and a number of other big distilleries. I sell in Shannon Rock vodka, okay? And there's Tito's out there. Tito's spills more than we sell, okay? So let's put it all in perspective. Okay?
Yeah, no, I get it.
We're not as small as some of the other craft guys out there, but we still consider ourselves craft. If you look at our bottling line, you would say the same thing. You know, these guys, you can't believe how much we're producing out of that small bottling line. I got about six guys there doing it, all through the little bottling line. So I consider ourselves relatively small. What did they have to say?
Well, these guys are named, and maybe you've heard of them or maybe you haven't. They're called blindbarrels.com. Have you heard of those guys?
Blindbarrels.com. No.
Okay, so let me tell you, I thought, I'm so glad, because I want to run this by you and see what you think about this. Now, what these guys do is they will send out, you sign up for their service, and they contract with small distilleries all over the country. And mm-hmm. what they do is they'll package up four samples, if you will, 2-ounce samples of each bourbon. And they'll send it out blind. So the only thing you see on the bottle is the Blind Barrels label, because they don't mm-hmm. want it to bias your taste buds. They don't want they don't want the branding to bias it. So you get this very nice little black box, and mm-hmm. there are four bottles in there, and you try each one. And I did this with my father-in-law. This must have been about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we tried each one. We went down, they gave you a nice little handy list of things, the hints and the accents that you should mm-hmm. be taking note of, and you find your favorite, and then you scan a QR code, and then it says, boom, here's the distillery that you liked, and this is where they're located, and this is where you can get their stuff. So Blind Barrels ships all over the country and is marketing all over the country, and it so you don't have to compete for shelf space in like a Specs or any place else like that. You can reach out outside of Texas, outside of your geographic area, and people can discover you all over the country, all over the world.
Yes, it sounds like a very, very unique business plan. I like it. I've been approached by a few other places. There's a company that opened up in Austin. They were based out of California, and they're doing pretty much a lot of the same thing. They're just they're picking and choosing a few different things, and they're marketing it across the U.S. I'm not sure how they do that, because I mean, if we try to ship any alcohol outside of the county or not to a premises, we'll be slapped on the hands.
Yeah,
severely.
No,
so
I hear that. Sure they, yeah. I'm sure they've got some sort of licensing that allows them to do this. But let me tell you what I think this lends to, and because this is where, you know, the business side and the craft side meets the folks at home. I've got scheduled with my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. We got the next batch in, and we're going to light a fire because the temperatures are cooling down around Texas.
Yes, for sure.
And going to light a fire, going to break out the pipes, and we're going to
stand on the fire. Yeah.
Yeah, right on the fire, and then we're going to have those samples and we're going to try them. And it's an event now.
Awesome.
And so yeah, I think that's just something that's kind of cool. And the last time I did it, it was, you know, it's my father-in-law, so that I mean we're very friendly and we go fishing and all that kind of stuff. But just another thing to maybe increase that connection, you know, that from folks who enjoy good spirits, and you find yourself getting into discussion about, oh, I like that one. Would you like about one? No, I didn't like that very much. That one tasted an awful lot like the first one. Are you sure they're different? Anyway, so I just think if you guys are ever contemplating on expanding outside of the Texas borders, maybe give these guys at Blind Barrels a call, because they're a pretty patriotic bunch of guys, and they're just trying to sell this business model, which I found was totally cool. You know.
Yes, look, these guys are such a creative approach, and I like the approach, because sometimes, again, a lot of the times people pick items because of the package or get swayed by other people. If you have a blind and kind of go at that approach, you really get what you want.
Yeah.
What you're looking for, which that's a great idea.
Right. And you know what? You guys are king in my view, because I mean, and maybe it's just because I'm biased, because, you know, I know you, and I go, whenever I'm going into the shelves, I'm always looking for what they've got for Texas Ranger or Rebecca Creek Distillery that's on the shelves. But, you know, you could be a fan favorite outside of Texas too. So, I mean, I just thought that would be kind of cool. So look, man, the last time I asked you, you know, what's coming down the pike, and I know you just gave us three new releases that are coming out in short order in time for Christmas. I'm almost afraid to ask what else you guys are working on.
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask.
Here we go.
You ask Andy, why are you waiting so long to release all these bourbons right now? What are you doing? What have you possibly been doing? Well, we've launched several of the Enchanted Rock flavors. We've been busy with that, with the peach and blueberry, watermelon and pink lemonade, and we're just releasing the cucumber. That's one thing we got kind of going right now. But one of the things that's very special for Rebecca Creek Distillery is that you keep bringing up Texas Ranger, Texas Ranger, Texas Ranger. We know that whiskey is a tribute to the Texas Rangers, okay, which are, they're like the Texas FBI, right? They're the affiliates of the DPS. And, you know, these guys are, they do a lot of good and for the community, and they're on top of a lot of different things that are happening around Texas. Well, next year, 2023, that's their 200-year anniversary. And so at Rebecca Creek, we've been meeting with them, and one of our owners, John Morrow, he's tied in with them in a number of different ways, and so we decided to try and get involved with them, and they're going to be celebrating. They've got a number of events, Chris, out there across the state, almost every month next year, celebrating their 200-year anniversary. And so we've come out with the Texas Ranger Bicentennial package. and that'll be hitting the shelves. We're going to try and do that in the next few weeks as well. And that's it's just a unique package. Same exact whiskey. It's just this is a commemorating the bicentennial for Texas Ranger. But that's been it's been an undertaking. We've got a number of things we had to do. What we're doing is we're releasing three different figures, legendary figures for Texas Rangers. The first ones are is John Hughes, Jack Hayes is another one, and also Samuel Walker is another one.
Oh.
And so these three guys we're recognizing on our label. So yeah, it's gonna be fun and unique. You're gonna see that these packages. So if you see that Texas Ranger whiskey looks a little different on the shelf, it's because these labels are really a salute to our Texas Rangers over here. These are great guys. And we always try to do something for them.
Well, man, you know, yeah, you know what? With that said, let me just go ahead. First off, I think we just made our next date on the Salcedo Storm podcast to at the beginning of next year, the beginning of this bicentennial celebration. Plus, you know, I think we ought to get you guys on KSEV on the Houston radio show, and maybe get some representatives of DPS on there. And when you guys start pushing this out in force, that's going to be awesome, and we would like to do everything we can to help you promote it, if that's cool with you.
That'd be great. I mean, we've got they're great partners of ours, and I think one of the key figures lives in Houston and can certainly meet up with you and if we arrange a date. So, yeah, it's good. We're really looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be awesome. And like I said, we are big supporters of law enforcement, too. These guys, in particular, in the tumultuous times we're living in, I think these cats deserve to be applauded and not denigrated, as in some circles they are. So I can hardly wait to help you
not
guys
here.
Out. Yeah, not
we're
no.
We're saluting them every day.
That's right. We will raise a glass to them.
Certainly.
Every single day. Andy Escalona, he is the Vice President of Strategic Planning and Production at Rebecca Creek Distillery. Andy, if folks want to check out what you and Rebecca Creek are doing, where's the website they can go?
We're at RebeccaCreekDistillery.com. Look us up. We've got all of our marks in there, and we'll be featuring the Bicentennial on there shortly.
My friend, cannot wait until your new stuff hits the shelves. I am eagerly awaiting, and I really appreciate you coming back on the podcast.
We certainly appreciate it.
And that there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. And really, check out Texas Ranger and Rebecca Creek Distillery. It's just some good stuff if you're into bourbons. And it's a Texas treasure. You know what else is a Texas treasure? That would be TexasScorecard.com. Make sure you visit TexasScorecard.com. Find out all the news that's important to Texas. And if it's important to Texas, it's important to the United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you are there, you can figure out how to find the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. You can also find us Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 on Newsmax TV. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Oh, by the way, while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, figure out how to book me for a speech or drop me an email or a voicemail. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value. We don't measure it by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure it by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.